Today's subject is very important. Don't hurt anybody. We hurt others by the others by three means. One in mind, we think evil of others. In mind. We think evil of others. We scheme for bringing about anything wrong to the others. This is one thing. Thoughts are very potent. When you think evil of anybody else, that reacts there, like a telegraphy way, you see. So, by radiation, that affects others. You may not be telling anybody anything, you think of others, the radiation is there. Once Akbar the Great, the Emperor of India, was told by his minister, Birbal, he said, when thoughts are very potent, we should be very careful about them. He said, how do you say thoughts are? It's all right, I'll give you a concrete example. Let us go outside. They both of them went outside, and one man coming, say, at a distance about 2 furlongs. So Birbal, the minister, told the king, look here, just think something about him in your mind. And when he comes near to you, you might ask him what thought has crossed his mind then. Only by looking and thinking. He thought in his mind way he should be shot. That's only thought way. When man that man approached him, then king also will you pardon for anything that has struck your mind. You just tell me when you saw my face, what did it strike in your mind? He says, Emperor, excuse me, I thought I should beat you with my fist and break your head. So the thoughts are very potent. If you think evil of others, naturally radiates there. The other man reacts. That's one thing. Then, through your words, you speak evil of you tell, calling names to others. You are fool, you are such a talk blind like that, so many things, you are blind. Such, carry more weight, still more weight. So if somebody tells you something what you should do, then stand up. Reacting in the same way, what he says, he calls your name, you also begin to call like that. Then what is the result? That will flare up. More trouble, one will call you once, the other will call you twice, and goes on, that results in fight. Just hurting physically someone. This is by words. Returned by your physical body. The very root is the thought. Man speaks out of the abundance of one's heart. You see, whatever is lying there, those words, those things take the form of words. And when that grows still further fiercer, then fighting. So don't hurt the feelings of others. In thought, word, and deed. You see, very religious places also, they say, a dozen of men are working there. There may be some difference. They're thinking evil of others and they're speaking to others, he's such and such. The result is thoughts radiate, the reaction of others' mind. Letting the mind down to me. So you consider that you're told only one man like that. He's your friend. He has also got other friends, you see. That goes round again to the man about whom you are thinking good or evil. You follow my point? So heart is the throne of God. Body is the temple of God. If you just defy the throne, having the God as to be enthroned, then Gulshadya. So for that blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Purity mainly lies in not thinking evil of others. Word, thought and deed. There are other factors too, but this is the main factor. About more than 50%. And when I use it, even in ashrams or everywhere, one man is thinking about the other, he's telling somebody else. That goes round like a man who has got that nature. That is just like a plague infection. The rat infected by plague goes round and spreads that very infection every round. So there is, you see, very strict condition. Don't be the unpaid apprentices of God, CID of God. If there's any, I think, bad thing somebody else, you might reserve it to yourself and go and privately tell him to improve. Suppose he does not improve, then go to his boss. Leave it to him. Don't take the law in your own hands. On the other way, you see, if you think good of others, you radiate good. You see, you purify your mind, you purify others' mind. So, by thinking evil of others, we spoil our own temples of God. First, defile. Outward we are all right, quite clean, but our hearts are impure, are defiled by evil thoughts of thinking evil of others. So, see, we are all parts of the same machinery. If even one part is out of order, all machinery won't want. So that is why wanted reformers, not of others, but of themselves. Charity begins at home. You see, we should reform ourselves first. An example is better than precept. So this is today's subject. Don't think evil of others. Word, deed and mind. Always, if you think of anybody else, good even, then take it. Why? Why do you want to improve others? Because they are your brothers and sisters in God. God is that in every heart. Bodies are the temple of God. So don't, first we defile our temples, you see. Then we defile others. So instead we should think peace be unto all the world, O God. Under thy will, O God. This is what Guru Nanak gave out in his prayer. Peace be unto all the world, O God. Let all world be happy. How can they be happy if you defile everybody's mind? The foremost thing is not to think evil of others, speak evil of others, and hear evil. If you come to know something, then it is for you to just keep it to your own self. Try to privately tell other body, well, this is you kind of do it. Even then, if he doesn't, he will then tell to his senior man, that's all. I'll leave it to God ultimately. So we should not become, we become reformers of each other. We should reform ourselves first. If you want sympathy for others, we should go around and tell him privately, my dear. Then the other body will care to listen to. But if, oh, you are like that, who is going to listen? Even a blind man is there, you say, oh, blind man, you take it to heart. You simply say, well, dear friend, when you did you lose sight? Purpose is same, you see, that there are ways and ways to express things. So speaking, you might say, is an art. The same words you carry very loving effect, you see, peaceful effect, it's able to flare a fire. So this is what we have to very guard, we have to guard against that. So we should not think evil of us at heart, even in mind, worldly things. These are things, some subjects come up, you see. And for these, you see, God is not difficult to meet, but it is difficult to be a man, you see. Man is his name. God is seeking after some man who is a man. So when you are ready, yes, God will come and give you permission to. I went to London, I remember. On my first tour, there are two children, you see, about 7, 8 years, 9 years. I asked them, what do you want? They have given initiation for hearing. We want to become masters, they said. All right, you have been put on the way, improve, go on, progress on the way, you might be selected as a master. God is after finding out some man who is man, so that the work may go on. It is not for us to claim that thing, but it is for God to select who is fit for the job. So hankering are only propaganda, doing propaganda for having that position, it is not in man's hand. It is a commission from God. I told him, well, you may become a master, that's all right. You have been put on the way, go on with it, you might be selected as a master. So, each one has to become after, come to perfection. It is no sin. Every saint has its past and every sin its future. So this thing starts where? From our own selves. First of all, not to think of you. Is there evil in your mind out of the abundance of thought a man speaks that radiates even by thought, by word, and if it comes to extreme then blows. So, in the teaching of the master, the first and foremost thing is that. Just let us now examine our own self, how we stand, where we stand. If all these things are there, how can we aspire to become masters? The purity of mind is the first thing. Let it not be defined by the evil thoughts. So, ye padhne ke liye cheeze nahi samjhna hai, note karo jeev ko bas. If you hurt anybody, all right. Pray for forgiveness. When our dear friend, I have hurt you, but please excuse that to forgive and forget. Generally, we don't forget. We simply say, all right, no, we don't mind, but that poison goes on there. That affects sooner or later. So when you anybody hurt your feelings in words, please forgive. Forgiveness is the only sweet water that will wash away all dirt. Justice won't do it, mind that. If you want justice, then justice works react. Forgiveness only washes away all dirt. Forgive and forget. This is the way to spirituality. All right. तो आप भाइयों ने सुन लिया आज का सब कि दिल में किसी का बुरा चित्र कोई करता करने दो तुम वंस इट सो हैपन सम मैन वेंट टू लॉर्ड बुद्धा ही बिगैन टू कॉल नेम्स लाइक एनीथिंग He went down like anything, he took 1, 2, 3 hours, it got dark in the night. When he saw its darkness, then he liked to go away. Then Lord Buddha said, well, dear friend, just tell me one thing. What? If anybody brings some present for somebody, and if he does not accept it, with whom that is left? sir, who brings that present that you take? Where do you send the present you have brought? I don't accept. So these are the things to be considered. And lived up to. If you live up to your whole form, your thought, your eyes, your bearing, your radiation will change. It is no matter of acting or posing, no. It is a matter of living. Those who live, Master says, those who live up to what I say, I am their servant, they are my bosses. I will serve them to the Bhagavata. Naturally, any son who would be just obedient to his father and do all things what he wants to do, naturally he is most dear to his father. Not mere by outward assent or acting or posing, you see. Because the mind radiates. And the Master knows the mind, not the outward thing. So isliye bhai, baat samjhe ho sab bhai. दिल को साफ दूसरी का बुरा हो या धड़े बंदी हो दोनों एक ही मन एक ही धड़ा दूसरे का बुरा और क्या मन करके भी ना हो तो देखो बॉडी आ लाइफ दूर हो जाए थोड़ा बैठो ज्यादा बजे मन दूसरा लाभ ला ले तो एक चीज के पाने कितना आदमी अपद्र करता तो ये है चीजें जिनको समझ आ गई ये तो आई गई ना एनीबॉडी कैन अंडरस्टैंड बट वी हैव टू लिव अप टू इट दैट्स द मेन मेयर अंडरस्टैंडिंग वोंट डू यू आई थिंक्स आर नॉट एक्सप्लेन्ड आई टेल यू टॉक्स एटसेट्रा दीज आर हार्ड टू हार्ड टॉक्स दैट यू आर गिविंग बीन गिवन दी व्हाट टिप्स कीप इट अप सक्सेस कीप योर माइंड on a ride. Come out of it.